Hola, familia. Funny. I had to do it.
So, it has now been, what, like an hour since I talked to you guys? Yeah, like an hour. Pretty crazy. That was like so awesome seeing you guys. Ugh, I miss you guys so much, but it's all fun and games until someone does something. I don't know where I was going with that, so just forget that. So this week, I mean, I kind of already talked a bunch with you guys, like an hour about it all. But here, let's see. Man, I just saw in my journal something funny. It was like back in the MTC, like my first Sunday there. Like Janessa was just like, well, like Janessa, like my friend. You're like, well, never mind. You know, she was like there with some guy. That was funny. Okay, so this week it was this week. Where am I? All right, Monday. Last Monday was pretty chill. We didn't really do anything. It was just kind of like we clean up the pension. I think that was last week. Yeah, it was. Well, we just kind of cleaned up the pench, did whatever. Went and bought all our crap for this week. Yeah, it was fun. I would have enjoyed to go out and see some sights and stuff, but it's fine. Then we're on Tuesday. Tuesday we went and I had an intercambio with Elder Drake, another one of the new elders that came in with me. That one was really fun because it was kind of like the same situation as with Elder Hill. We ended up having a cita with Nestor, which was really fun, like really awesome. We taught him about the gospel, and it was awesome. He learned a bunch, and he's excited about his baptism. But I think there's maybe some problems with La Palabra de Sabiduría, or Word of Wisdom. But we'll see. I think he drinks, so that may be kind of a pain. But oh well, it was fun. And then this week it was pretty awesome. This week we've started working a lot more with Gustavo, one of our investigators, and I kind of talked about him yesterday, today in our chat. But yeah, he's awesome. He like doesn't believe in God or doesn't believe in anything like that. And so, when I was with Elder Drake, we tried to like teach him and tried to get him to pray, and just read the Book of Mormon and then pray about it, because like we have a promise that if we do those things, we'll receive an answer. And so we're like, well, do you want to receive an answer if there is a God? Okay, well then do these things and you'll know that there is a God. And it was kind of cool, but then we go the next time and he still hadn't done it, but that's all right. We're working with him. That's why we're here. Crazy, huh? But yeah, and then that was fun. Then Wednesday we had another cita with Gustavo. It was the same kind of thing. Like we just were trying to get him to do the things that he can to feel like there is a God. And his question is like one that's a really good question, and it's like, why is there a God if he, or why, how can there be a God if he lets like bad things happen in the world? Like, why is there so many people that like rob around here? Why is there so much poverty and like all these things? And it's like, oh, well, that's a good question, but let's answer it with Second Nephi 2, or and you know, talking about how there's opposition in all things because God loves us and wants us to grow. That's the only way we can grow. And so it was kind of cool to just like share that with him and watch him grow. Let's see. We're on Thursday now. Thursday? What even happened on Thursday? This whole week has just been kind of a blur. I don't really even know what's going on anymore. Thursday. I don't even know if I wrote in my journal. What day was Thursday? Is this 6? Let's see, so that would have been Friday. Thursday would be the 5th. The 5th was kind of one of those long days as a missionary where, like, literally all of our CETAs fell through. We weren't able to, like, teach anybody. I was able to buy some Dansatur cookies, which are, like, super good. They're super cheap. I was talking about them, too. It's, like, they basically just take, like, these flat little cookie things that are kind of like animal crackers, and then they, like, melt sugar on the top. I don't know. They're good. But, yeah, I got some of those. So that was a good day. No, we were just kind of knocking houses, going to all of the... We actually had a CETA with one of the members, and that one fell through. It was with one of the, like, less active sisters that we have, or inactive, or I don't know which, but I think she's inactive because she hasn't been to church in, like, 5 ever. But, yeah, so we were going to talk with her, but then she wasn't at her house, even though we had a CETA with her. But, you know, it's fine. I'll just try that again. Then Friday. Friday was kind of a slow day, but it started getting a little bit faster. We did our weekly planning stuff, which is good because we're just starting to figure out where... how we can work better with the members and how we can get close to that stuff, because that's just what that's what we need to figure out what's going on. Man, and then let's see, Saturday, that was yesterday. We had a CETA with Mirta, but she couldn't because she had family over or something. I swear, it's like, it happens so often where you're just like, okay, let's go. When can I come over? Oh, yeah, I'm in my house all the time. Yeah, come over at, like, this time, this day. Okay, sure, yeah, we'll be there. We're there exactly at that time, exactly that day. Oh, no, I had family coming and I had this planned, so sorry, I can't meet with you today. No, you should have just told me that last time. No, but it's good. Like, even when they do those little things, we're just like, oh, darn, okay, well, like, we just wanted to see how you're doing, and, like, I don't know, it still, like, makes them happy to see that, like, we still care about them and stuff. But, yeah, we weren't able to have a lesson with her, but we were able to go talk to Gustavo again, and that was fun, because I like talking with Gustavo. He's a funny guy. He like, believed that... Like, first off, there weren't any women in our church. He thought that it was all a bunch of men because he investigated the church, like, in the 60s. And he was like, well, back when I went there was, like, only guys. I remember there only being guys. We're like, I'm pretty sure there were probably women, too. And then he said, like, he asked about, like, sisters, if there's sisters serving. And we're like, oh, yeah, there's tons of sisters. And then he asked, like... Like, he's like, oh, you guys can't eat meat, or, like, you don't eat a lot of meat or whatever, and we're like, no, I mean, like, we have the Word of Wisdom that talks about how, like, we should be smart with how much meat we eat, but we don't have anything that says, like, you can't eat meat. He also asked if me and my companion had girlfriends, and I was like, yeah, and then he was like, oh, that's fun, and then we're like, yeah, she's actually going to be a missionary, like we were just talking about, because we were talking about, like, sister missionaries. And he's like, oh, really? That's cool. And I'm like, yeah, I know, it's pretty sweet, huh? No. But it was funny. He's just, like, a funny guy. Like, he just has, like, the weirdest questions, and, like, he just wants to talk about politics. That's like something that Argentines love to do, is just like talk about politics. But yeah, it was fun. Yeah, that's just like, it's kind of like I said, like it's tough, like not really teaching people like that much. Like I just figured missionary work was like, oh man, we're going to just like knock on houses and like, we're going to have like 50 million lessons with everybody. And like, I don't know, obviously it's like fake. We're not a fake. It's just like a, I don't know how to explain, but it's just kind of like a, something that doesn't happen. And so, like, at first that was like really hard for me to realize, but now it's like, I don't know, I just kind of like even just like the short little like Audley base where we just like knock on somebody's door and we're like, here, like we have this awesome message and like we'd love to come and share this with you another day if you have time. And like, I don't know, I just love practicing like my Spanish and I love talking with the people and like just the conversations about like their lives and stuff. I don't know, it's just awesome to hear about like more about the culture here and more about, you know, the things that they've experienced in their lives. And I don't know, just like how the gospel can help every aspect of their life. It's just, it's awesome. It's very awesome. But yeah. Let's see, today was Sunday, Mother's Day. Yeah, something I forgot, and I don't even know what the heck I was thinking, but happy Mother's Day, Mom. It's weird because, like, they don't have Mother's Day here right now. Like, it's in October. So, like, I didn't even realize that it was Mother's Day. Like, honestly, I didn't even realize I was talking with you guys today until I was, like, sitting in church, and I was like, wait, we're talking with our families today. I don't know. It's been weird. My brain is, like, all messed up now. But, yeah, it was so awesome talking with you guys. I miss you all tons. If I sound a little bit more, like, sad, maybe it's, like, the wind down from the high. But it's not because I'm sad, because I'm very happy. I love it. Like, I can't even explain to you guys how much, like, being here makes me happy. Ugh. It's so worth it. Vale de pena. But yeah, like, happy Mother's Day, Mom, and I think that's about it from this week. I mean, just working hard and trying to find people. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to go buy my thermos tomorrow. Be like an early birthday present, so that's exciting. It's funny, like, something I'm learning here, like, super, super well, which is an awesome lesson, is just, like, humility, just, like, being content with what you have, and, like, in the States, we have so much. Like, you guys live, what, 2 minutes from a Costco, where you can go buy, like, huge boxes of food for, like, nothing, and I don't know, it's just kind of, like, here. Like, I don't know, here, like, you can do things like that, but, like, we just have so much more in the States, and, like, so much more opportunity, and, like, I don't know, that's just, like, something I'm learning so much. It's just, like, we're so blessed, you know, and that's been, like, an awesome thing to learn, just that humility factor, because I think at times everybody can be a little prideful, and it's just good to realize that, like we are but men, and the only way we can grow is through, you know, doing the things it says in the scriptures, to be more like a child, to be humble, and to realize that you can't do anything on your own, that the only reason we can do things here on this earth is through Christ, you know? I don't know. That's just something that I've been learning super much. And I love it because I just, like, realize that, you know, when people do things to offend me, like other missionaries or people here or whoever, you know, like, if they do something to offend me or if I, like, hurt my pride, like, I can get over it and I can realize that my pride is pointless. Like, there's no reason to be mad at things, because being mad at things is just a waste of your time. But yeah, I just, there's so many just wonderful lessons that I'm learning here, and it's just, I love it. I love it so much. I wish I could give you all a hug right now, but I'll get enough of that. I've got, like, at least another, like, I don't know, 50 years. Hopefully more. But yeah. I'm tired. So, I think I'm gonna go to bed. Well, I love you all very much. I can't wait to see you again in 7 months. But at least we get to email every week. So, on that note, peace out. I love you guys.